Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, February 9th. Vice President Kamala Harris forcefully defended President Joe Biden's mental fitness in the wake of a special counsel's report on Biden's handling of classified documents.
So the way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated. Gratuitous.
Special Counsel Robert Hur didn't recommend that Biden face charges for retaining classified documents in his home, but mentioned Biden's apparent memory lapses. According to the report, Hur said it would be hard to prosecute Biden because in front of a jury, Biden would appear as a, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Hur also said Biden didn't remember when his son Beau died, nor the years he was vice president. Biden rebuked portions of the report that focused on his memory during an address Thursday night, and so did White House officials and Biden's personal lawyer, calling Hur's comments inappropriate and incorrect. The report was politically damaging for the president, who faces concerns from voters about his age, mental capabilities, and whether he is able to fulfill his presidential duties. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has directed the military to draw up an evacuation plan for people in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The United Nations says more than 1 million Palestinians are believed to be in Rafah, the majority of whom are displaced from other parts of Gaza. Netanyahu says Israeli forces will soon go into the city to target one of Hamas's last remaining strongholds. The State Department has said the U.S. wouldn't support an Israeli military operation in Rafah, quote, without serious planning. Several non-governmental organizations have issued warnings about the humanitarian consequences for the city. Months of heavy fighting in the north have practically wiped out healthcare and humanitarian facilities there, so UN officials are calling for the remaining services in the south to be protected. Authorities in New York City are pushing back on criticism of how they handled a recent attack on New York police officers. Some suspects in connection with the assaults were released without bail. District Attorney Alvin Bragg defended the decision, saying there has been no concrete evidence the suspects had fled. A senior law enforcement official said last week that four of the five men released later took a bus to a California border town near Mexico. That source said at the time that authorities had to assume that the men would intend to return, even if that seemed unlikely, and that they didn't have legal jurisdiction to stop them. On Thursday, the Manhattan District Attorney announced indictments against seven people in connection with the assault, with authorities working to identify three other people they say were involved. Authorities in East Tennessee are searching for a man suspected of shooting and killing a sheriff's deputy and injuring another during a traffic stop. The Blount County Sheriff's Office says 42-year-old Kenneth DeHart is wanted on warrants for first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. The reward for information leading to DeHart's arrest is now up to more than $60,000. The sheriff's office said DeHart is believed to be traveling on foot and should be considered armed and dangerous. The public is advised not to approach him, but instead contact law enforcement. Up next, a key factor that may be driving some teens to drugs and alcohol.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit 1 million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, we're back. The CDC has released a new study on teen drug use, and it's revealing how stress plays a big part. CNN's Anna Sterla has more.
That's right, Afoma. The study looked at almost 10,000 teenagers who were being assessed for substance use disorder between 2014 and 2022. The teens were asked what motivated them to use drugs and alcohol, and the most common reason? Almost three-quarters said they were trying to feel calm, mellow, or relaxed. And other top reasons were also tied to stress, like wanting to forget bad memories or stop worrying about a problem, or using substances to help with depression or anxiety. In recent years, children and adolescent mental health has become a national health concern. The U.S. Surgeon General has listed it as a top priority, and youth health leaders declared it in a national state of emergency in 2021.
That's all for now. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.